Hello, this is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
And at the bar.
It's 10 o'clock.
Oh, are we the only ones so far?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's still late, early.
Well, it's just 10 o'clock right now.
Yeah. Do we have questions and answers today?
That's right. That's right. Did you send in a question?
No. I was very busy. Did you send any?
Not this week. Not this week.
How was Rosh Hashanah?
Bacha.
Hello, Bacha.
Hi, Bacha.
How are you doing? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I got disconnected.
Yes, I'm here.
No.
Good evening.
Good evening.
He's joining and saying the Anabakoa. Anadakoa. Kukula chum. Covering And now we're going to read the seven verses from this year of 5776, as well as the last 2 years. You can find the page on the unique astrological events link. When you open up that page, it's the second link. We're going to start with 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. And I am getting some static, so I would appreciate if people would mute their phones. Normally, I don't do this during this section, but the static is too strong. Thank you. Rach HaKohanim Hayu Limat Velo Yachlu Lehavshit Et Kol HaOlot Vaychazchum Achechem Alevim Ad Kulot Amlacha V'ad Yat Kadshu HaKohanim Ki Halevim Yishrei Levav Lehit Kadesh Me HaKohanim. And the next verse is based on the first letters of the words of the previous verse. What we just said consists of seven names of God plus the Tetragrammaton, the four-letter name of God. Yo, hey, wa, hey, la, la, hey, wa, wa, wa. Yo, la, yo, a, la, me, hey, 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 a, ka, a. Rekaha. The next verse has a gematria of 776, like the name Teshua, chapter 26, verse 4 of Isaiah. Bichu Adonai Adead Kibia Adonai Tzur Olamim. The essence of that verse is to turn to God. The essence of the first verse is telling us the pause that refreshes. During this pause, don't go back to the normal things. Turn to God. Strengthen your connection to God. And that's what the first letters of that verse are telling you with the seven names of God and Hashem's name. Job chapter 7, verse 19, for 5775. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. And then First Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol ha-machavu iya. Asher yichabei sham ushavtem elai el nachom. Ve'alakti yichem v'chayayim yeshno. Va'arez v'hipasti. O Tob, call Alfe Yehuda. And the last verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza, Yovedo roa, Yom Ruayo. And now we're turning to the Zohar on the Parasha of Vayeslech, section 4. We're going to read verse 21. L'shem yichud kudsha b'rechu ishkinte b'tilu urchilu udchilu udchilu urchilu v'yachda l'shem yudhe b'vavhe v'yichuda shelim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah. Vayino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu. Konaneh aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konanehu. Lachoach et sefer ha-Torah hazeh. Vigomer ha-okim na milei Elohechem Elohecha el Eloheinu. The translation. Take this book of the Torah and put it on in the side of the Ark of the Covenant of Hashem Yir Elohim. He was asked why he said Hashem Yir Elohim rather than Hashem our Elohim. And he answers, we have explained this in several places. The reason for the names your Elohim, or your Elohim singular, or El, or our Elohim. My commentary. The basic reason is that the name of Hashem can be easily misunderstood. The name of Hashem, meaning the attribute of Hashem that Moses spoke with at this time, was the attribute of mercy, which is the tetragrammaton, rather than the aspect of judgment and the name Elohim. Tonight's class is about questions and answers. I did not receive any questions or answers by email, at least that I saw. So hopefully somebody has an answer on this phone call. Who has a question? Go ahead and unmute your phone by pressing star 6.
Hello, if no one else.
Well, I heard two voices originally.
I'm here.
No, there are four people online right now. So does anybody have a question? will just remind you that we are in the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And these 7 days represents each day. One of the seven is a day of the week. And that day of the week is the first day of the week for this year. And the actions that you do will impact all of that day of the week throughout the year. So if you get into an argument, tomorrow being Thursday or tonight being Thursday, you get into an argument, that argument is going to reverberate throughout the year. Every Thursday doesn't mean you'll get into an argument every Thursday, but it means that it will influence how you interact with people on Thursday. You study more Torah than you normally do, that will interact with everything you do on every Thursday of this coming year. Classes. Tomorrow night at 4:30 is a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock is a longer Zohar class. Saturday night at 8 o'clock will be a longer Zohar class for the Parasha of Hazinu, Ha'azinu, the Song of Hazinu, Moshe's song, the very powerful section of Torah. It's a very powerful Zohar. In fact, it has the Idra Zuta within it. Then on Sunday morning at 10:30 West Coast time, we will continue our preparation because we have Yom Kippur to prepare for. We have the phrase, Elohim, Adonai, Hu HaElohim, and all that that represents. We need to understand what we're going to be saying. We need to understand about the five meals and the five restrictions that are not meals but elevate us. The whole process of Yom Kippur, it is absolutely the best day of the year. The highest day of the year. You can reach cosmic Bina on Yom Kippur. And when you reach cosmic Bina, you can interact with cosmic Bina and literally program your year. That's
Hana,
what happens on Bina. Go ahead.
You said that God or Hashem spoke to Moses using by the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? That part of the tetragrammaton. When Moses interacted with God, did he just use that one name, or did he use the combined name of the tetragrammaton and Elohim?
The secret to the answer is Moses knew what attribute he needed to bring into the world, to bring into his assistance, to bring into his help. When Moses spoke to God, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, he chose the level of consciousness, the attribute that he needed. Or when he wasn't doing it correctly, as he was just before the Song of the Sea, before the crossing of the Yam Suf, God was saying, why are you crying to me? Mati tzach alai. Why are you crying to me? Meaning, I'm not the level you want to use right now. That's what the Zohar says.
Okay, then my second question is, when you're in prayer and you want to select the name are names that you need to use, does it matter if you would, this is just an example, and I'm not saying this is correct, but if you needed mercy, would you say Elohim and then the tetragrammaton, the UK Vavke, or would it be the tetragrammaton and then the Elohim after that?
Let's start at the beginning. If you needed mercy, you would never mention Elohim. Elohim
okay.
is an attribute that deals with judgments. but you may need the power of Elohim. And along with that power comes the judgment. You have to be cleansed. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh relates to mercy. But who was the name that the Torah uses to describe the flood, which feels like destruction is describing destruction? You would think it would be Elohim, but it does. It isn't. It's Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. So for us at our level to know which attribute we want to call upon is just chutzpah. You have no idea what you need. If you think you do, you're limiting the Creator to your consciousness. That's why the prayers were developed by the sages. And that's why we use them. And when it says Adonai, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, that's the right at that moment. There is nothing in your prayer, your personal need, that isn't included in the structure of the Hebrew prayers. You may not think that because most of us don't know what they're saying. But the energy of those prayers, structured by the sages, is exactly designed for you to receive what you need. Huh? It's like people used to go to the Rebbe. Oh, I want to expand on this. People used to go to the Rebbe, and they'd ask for a blessing. Mm-hmm. Other people went to the Baal Shem Tov. They'd ask for a blessing. They'd ask for a blessing for this or for that. I wish somebody who's got background noise would mute their phone. Thank you. Whatever you do, when you go to a righteous person to ask for a blessing, why do you go there? Because his blessing will work for you. Why ask him for something specific? If he's truly a righteous person, he already knows. His connection to the Creator is on a level that he knows what you're going to receive. There are many stories on the Chabad organization's website. There are many stories in the books of the stories of the Baal Shem Tov. There are many stories about the various Hasidic rabbis, many stories about the sages of the Talmud, in the Talmud. All of these are saying, when you have a connection to the Creator, that connection means you're going to be utilized by the Creator to give people what they have earned, what they need. And when you go to the Creator, not to the Creator, but when you go to a sage and say, I want a child, or I want more parnassah, do you think God made a mistake? There's a reason you don't have a child yet. There's a reason you don't have the parnassah that you think you need. But Hashem knows what you need. So why can't you be happy with what you have and then ask for more? When you go to the sage, when you go to the righteous person, the tzaddik, and you ask for a blessing, he knows what you need. If he needs to ask you questions about what you need, he will. But he knows what you need.
So that's the reason. I'm sorry, go ahead.
When you ask for something that you don't have, that you feel is a lack, you're saying, God, you've made a mistake. And unless you have been appreciative of what you have, unless you, during your prayer, you have changed yourself so that you now merit what you thought you lacked, Hashem will know that change and he will give you what you lack because you have merited it. You don't lack anything in your life today. But why do you think you lack it? Because you want God's mercy. But you have to merit God's mercy. The world was created in judgment. Elohim is the 32 names that are used in the 7 days of creation. Elohim is judgment. It's power and judgment. But God saw, no, I can't let the world live, exist on judgment only, because human beings can't handle that. So he injected mercy. He injected Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. And he says, every moment I create the world perfectly. But if you feel a lack, look inside yourself and see why you're blocking that lack from fulfilling, but being fulfilled. When you change yourself, it will return. Hashem has delegated, and this is not my words, it's my paraphrasing. Hashem has delegated responsibility for the running of the world to the tzaddikim, to the righteous people. And in my opinion right now, we don't have righteous people that are revealed to us. We have concealed righteous people, hidden righteous people. And they are in control of the world. Hashem has delegated the running of the world to them. Why don't you join their ranks? Why don't you strive to be a righteous person? And in the process, as you grow from your present level of consciousness to becoming a righteous person, you'll find all of your lacks will be fulfilled. Now, do you have any other questions?
No, it just kind of answered my question. Like, there's one prayer that I like to read by Noam Emalak, and he never speaks of God by any name in terms of, like, using a tetragrammaton. He always says, like, God of our fathers and our forefathers. And I just wondered sometimes when you see, you know, how the prayers are written by, you know, the different sages, sometimes you question why they were written like that. And then you'll sometimes, like, you'll see the name, the tetragrammaton, and you may see Adonai behind it, or you may see Adonai before it. So I just was curious sometimes as to why they were written that way. And you've given me some answers to those questions, some of those questions.
Well,
but the one by Noma is one that I like to read. Mm-hmm.
The first thing you have to realize is, one, the person who wrote the prayer, which you said was Noam Elimelech, which is the name of a book, but it's also the name of the author, is known by his book. Look at the Hebrew. If you don't have it in Hebrew, find it. It's online somewhere. And look at which name is God. Because if you're using the word God, you have no idea what language you're connecting to.
Okay. I only have it in English, but I'll look for it in Hebrew. I only have it in English.
It's online.
Okay.
The other thing you should realize is one of the reasons you find you like it is because that author is connected to your soul in some way. Maybe the root of the same place in Adam. Maybe some other connection. But that's why you have affinity with that writing of that author, of that prayer. And there are prayers being written by the Kabbalists even today. The prayers are not completed. You can write a prayer, and you can write it in any language you want. But if you're using the word God, you're not being clear. Are there any other questions? So I was speaking about the classes on Sunday. One is at 10:30 in the morning, and it's going to be continuing our preparation for the High Holidays, which High Holidays is all 22 days, the first 22 days in Tishrei. And then at 1 o'clock, we will have a class on Shabbat, the basic class on Shabbat, which all of us need review on always. That's at 1 o'clock. Then Monday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a connection to the mitzvot of the B'nai Noach. Tuesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. But at 7 o'clock, we won't have a class because we will be connecting to the holiday of Yom Kippur. And just a couple of things to remind you, because I always forget to tell you. But the last slichot is done early Tuesday morning. Early meaning sunrise. And the in addition to the last slichot, the Rizal tells us that by eating as many meals as possible on Tuesday, it is counted as a fasting, 2 days of fasting, the day before, the ninth of Tishrei, which is the Yesod, and the Malchut of Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur. So eat as much as you can, as often as you can, preferably with some bread at each session, so that you say the Berkat HaMazon afterwards, and that you wash beforehand. But preferably, that will enhance your fasting. It will limit your body consciousness. Now, how that works, we could say it's mystical, or we could just trust the writings of the Ari, or we could say this is Hashem's mercy. But in any event, it does work, and you will go higher the more you eat on Tuesday. And don't forget to utilize the technique of the Ari. The last thing you do before you start fasting on Yom Kippur is to say the meditation for an easy fast, which you can find online at the Hashem website. And Wednesday night next week, there will be no questions and answer session, and there will be no mini Zohar class on Wednesday. But I'll wish you an easy fast, in addition to an easy fast, that you connect to the cosmic Bina and program your year the way you want it to be. The DNA of your year is open to you, providing you are able to reach cosmic Bina. Thursday at 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock will be the longer Zohar class. And each of the 4 days, starting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, ending sundown Sunday, those 4 days are connecting you to the transformer called the sukkah. They each represent a connection to chesed, which is the transformation of the sukkah. It also takes the activation of a lulav and etrog, the four species. That's what all of that ritual is all about, bringing as much mercy into the world as we are capable of. Does anyone have any questions?
Yes, Hanok, I have a question.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
Are you going to give us a little information about how to get connected to cosmic Bina?
Absolutely not. I'm going to leave you out there just with the trying. Of course I'm going to help you do that. That's what Sunday morning is all about.
Okay. I was just wondering. Okay.
Have I ever left you hanging yet?
Huh?
Have I ever left you hanging yet?
No. But just curious.
I understand. Any other questions? Have a beautiful week and an easy fast. And shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, and thank you.